Welcome to the GeoMob Podcast, where we discuss geo-innovation in any and all forms, whether for fun or profit. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the GeoMob Podcast. And today is, of course, a very special episode. We are celebrating our 300th episode today. I am joined by my co-host, Stephen Feldman.
Hiya.
Alistair Graham.
Hello.
Today it's just the three of us, no other guests. We're going to look back on how far we've come, maybe pontificate on what the future holds, and just generally do some geo-rambling. So,
fine.
Let's start, of course, by saying congratulations to ourselves for making it to 300 episodes. So it's no minor feat.
Yes.
Yeah, golf clap.
Yeah.
So...
Without using an expletive, I will say that is something amazing.
It is amazing. Actually, Stephen, you know what? When I was preparing for this, I realized we didn't even, to my knowledge, we didn't even comment on the fact when we crossed the five-year mark.
No.
Back in, I guess it would have been February or March or whenever it was. So, which shows what a well-oiled machine we have here. So,
but not only that,
it just keeps on churning.
I mean, if we go back to you phoning me during... The beginning, well, I don't think the pandemic had started when you phoned me and suggested this
no,
podcast.
No, it was right yeah. Like a couple of weeks before, 6 weeks before.
And then we kicked off in the pandemic and it was a lifesaver for me at least, you know, having something to do that was online that was so worthwhile. But I mean, that's 5.5 years ago now and we're still doing it, which is crazy.
We're still doing brilliant. It.
It must have been really good for all of the guests you had as well. They had something to look forward to during the pandemic that they could come on and have a chat about geo. So,
I think so. I think it helped us a lot get through that time, and then it just became part of the well-oiled GeoMob machine. So,
if only we had a machine, let alone a well-oiled one. But never mind. It's fantastic, and my congratulations to you, Ed, because you were the one who had the idea, and certainly when I've been flagging, you've been the one who's kept things going, so well done to you.
Well, I think we all have our ups and our downs and our moments of more motivation and less, you know, that's why we need the team, and that's why also I have to say I'm very thankful that Alistair joined us to add a new dimension to things, I guess, over a year ago now, huh?
Yeah.
It must be, roughly a year ago. No, it's been brilliant. I've really enjoyed it. And I really like the ethos that you both told me right on day one, which was sort of make sure it's minimal effort in terms of sort of stress to yourself, but make sure there's lots of effort in terms of a quality sort of interview and a chat and what have you. So, yeah, I think it's working really well in that you can, like you've been saying, you can fit it in, and together we end up with this really good timeline of episodes.
Well, we should, at this point, of course, take some time to say thank you to everyone involved in the behind the scenes. So, of course, that's Fred, our editor, who puts all the episodes together and has to deal with all our jumbled instructions and misplaced recordings and things. And, of course, Toby, who publishes the episodes every week on the website and then promotes them on social media. Also, of course, the sponsors who help pay for it all. Would love to see some more sponsors. So please, if your brand would like to be on the podcast, get in touch. We always need more sponsors. And last but not least, of course, the guests.
Yep.
Who take the time to come on the show. So.
And talking about sponsors, just jumping back to that, a big shout out to OpenCage, who have backed GeoMob for 15 years now. And, yeah, none of it will be possible without your company, Ed. So we really ought to shout out to OpenCage above and beyond all the other sponsors who are fantastic. You have been the anchor of this whole thing. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Stephen. That's very kind of you. Okay, so what else should we talk about?
I had this wacky idea that we should each mention, just think about the last 100 episodes that we've been involved in and pick something out that that resonated with us. It doesn't have to be the best. It doesn't have to be the big interview, but something that you sort of, when you think back, you remember that podcast clearly in your own mind. And I'll kick it off right back at the beginning of 24. I interviewed the people from the, through Map Action, I interviewed the people who run the Caribbean Disaster and Emergency Management Agency, SEDEMA. And this was three people living across the Caribbean islands, living with hurricanes and tornadoes and all of the devastation, and how they worked as a team, how they got volunteers involved, humanitarian mapping through with Map Action training them. It was just a great episode. And it, you know, we often talk about how geo is really important and can make a difference to people's lives. And here you were listening to people where it's actually part of a life and death response. And it was quite humbling to listen to them and to talk to them. It was also quite inspiring. So I thought I'd call that one out back from episode 214, anybody, if you want to go and find it.
Very nice, Stephen. What about you, Alistair? What do you got?
So I obviously have a slightly shorter time frame, but I've been listening for ages. So I have a bit of a weird one in that my favorite episode of all of the GeoMobs is still the one that Stephen did on his own. And I know he always sort of is a bit unsure about that and rolls his eyes, but that was a really cool episode. And that one always sticks in my mind. But in terms of the past 100 or so, I guess I did an episode with Nick Everard about drones and how he's using drones and various other types of instrumentation in hydrology. And that was, for me, really fascinating in that it was just a totally different use case for the type of technology that generally I would think of as being something where you map land cover, something that's static. And yet they were trying to use the imagery that they were getting, the data that they were getting off of these drones to look at, and satellites, in order to look at flow volumes and flow rates and things of rivers. And that was really fascinating. So that's probably my first one, yeah, of the last 200.
Agreed. That was a very good episode. And I have to say, Alistair, I've really enjoyed the dimension that you've added to the podcast, because now we get all these people from kind of Earth observation, which frankly is a topic I don't really know much about. And so I always enjoy listening to your episodes because it's new people to me and new topics, and I learn a lot. So that's wonderful. I guess instead of a single episode, I have to say for me, I've enjoyed the category of episode where, you know, one of the great developments over the last year or two has been that we've had more and more people volunteering to do GeoMob in different cities. And so now we have these, in some cases, quite thriving communities in these different cities. And so I'm often do interviews with the local organizers, and we learn about what they're up to and what's unique about their city. And so kind of a highlight there, I would say, would be the fact that this year in March or April was the very first GeoMob in North America in San Francisco. And so I spoke with Silas Toms, who was the organizer there. And that was just, it's wonderful. It's so cool to get, you know, come into touch with these different people in different cities and see that the concept stays the same in the different cities, but there's always kind of a unique twist to it. So I've really enjoyed that and getting to make those new connections and things. So, and hopefully we're going to see more of that. Actually, just last week we had an email from someone who wants to start GeoMob in another city in Germany. So we shall see. We shall see if they get that organized or not. I hope so. If so, I'm definitely hoping to make it. It would be wonderful. So
So would that be the second venue in Germany now?
Or yeah, well, we have Berlin, and so this would be, you know, the proposal is kind of in the Cologne, the Rhineland area. So, and there's a lot of interesting stuff going on over there, a lot of cool companies, so universities and things. So I'm sure there would be no shortage of interesting speakers. So let's see.
That sounds amazing.
Anyway, go ahead.
I just add one thing, which is what a pleasure it is when you get somebody on the podcast, and we've had loads of them, we've all had them, where you're not interviewing them, but you're learning from them. And, you know, I mean, we've had people on the podcast, and I've just been amazed by what they've taught me during the time that we've been chatting. And I'm so grateful to those people who teach me things, you know, and the fact that at my age, I can still keep talking to people and learning. I'm grateful for that as well. But I mean, just a shout out to all the people who helped to teach me and probably all of our listeners about stuff that they need to know a little bit more or want to know a little bit more about. So cool.
Yeah, actually, just building on that. So the number of guests that have come on to the podcast with me, and they say, oh, thank you very much for sort of giving up your time in order to talk to me. And it's like, no, really, you are teaching me about with enthusiasm about what it is that you do day to day. And it's absolutely brilliant to listen to them and to find out what it is that other people are doing that are sort of tangential to what we've done in our careers or are doing in our careers. So, yeah, I definitely agree with you.
So I think there's one thing missing from our podcasts, and that's feedback.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean... And I'm sure we're not the only podcasters who have this experience of talking into the void. But it just feels sometimes that we're talking into the void. And when you bump into people at an event or something, they tell us how much they love it. But actually, week after week after week, there's silence. And we tried that platform for podcast feedback and it didn't do anything. We've got the Mastodon and maybe even the Blue Sky. I'm not sure if we're on Blue Sky, but we desperately need feedback. You know, and I would urge the people listening to this, even if all you do is say, that was a good episode or that was a crap episode, whatever.
Yeah. I sometimes wonder whether or not, and again, it's all going to come down to a matter of time, but follow up with some of the guests that we've had and find out whether or not they have had greater interaction with various people that they didn't know before after doing one of our episodes, because that would be another way of getting some feedback, yeah. I guess, is like whether or not they've had that interaction.
Made those connections, yeah.
Yeah.
So in the same sense as asking for feedback, one of the biggest successes that we've had in the last couple of years was Alistair joining us as an additional host. You know, it's been great having you, Alistair, but it's also about lightening the load, you know. I mean, I've had a few complications which have prevented me recording as much, but knowing that you were there and were picking up some of the slack has made life easier. And so...
Oh, brilliant.
I know Ed and I would welcome... If there's somebody out there who thinks they've got some stuff to say, thinks they can bring some different people onto the podcast, you know, maybe they work in a slightly different area, tangential to what we're doing, we would love to have an additional host come joining us on the podcast. And we've certainly got space for it. You know, it makes life just a little bit easier for all of us.
Yeah.
So if you've got that voice... come join us, come on, give us a call, send us a message, yeah. Something.
And there are definitely areas where I feel that we could be interacting more with sort of geospatial professionals and hobbyists. So things like data collection out in the field, we talk about it now and again, but I wouldn't say that it's something that we have a a sort of thread running through the episodes. So that would be something that's quite interesting, sort of what different types of technologies are people using sort of to go out and collect data? What are those data? How are they processing it? That sort of thing. And yeah, I guess there's also, this might be maybe too tedious for an entire thread, but things around sort of looking after data, so being able to be look at different database types and how do people manage those databases, how do they make sure that the data is QA'd and all of that sort of thing. So there's lots of different areas I think where people could, like you say, could get involved.
Yeah, there's room for some more hardcore geeky stuff and there's room for some more, I don't know, aspirational stuff. And there's room, I mean, if you fly drones or if you build satellites or sensors or work it in that whole workflow that gets data from the sensors in the satellite all the way down to Earth, we'd love to hear about it and we'd really welcome having those people coming on board. So,
yeah,
get in touch with us.
I think as well, like, you don't have to have been doing the job for 20 years. You could be someone who's totally new, come and get in touch with us and we'll have a chat with you. Or you could be someone who's about to retire, we'll also have a chat with you. I think, yeah, everybody is welcome. So,
and I would say and certainly I'll use myself as the example of this, not anybody else. No podcasting experience is required. It's really easy stuff. And, I think we'd welcome new hosts. So
it's easy stuff as long as you can overcome the technical difficulties. Now back after having been kicked out of the car for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it was. Hopefully you used that time to unload all your criticisms of me.
Well, actually, nobody noticed that you'd gone apart from us. We just kept blathering away about feedback and additional hosts. But so let's talk about formats, because somebody asked the question, should we add video?
Well, guys, I mean, so many podcasts I see also publish to YouTube, which, frankly, I'm not really sure why, because I'm not sure it's that inspirational to just see video of our, of us talking. I hear from many other podcasts that YouTube helps a lot with the discovery. You know, many people, YouTube is the way that they listen to podcasts. And so by not being on YouTube, we are not being found by those people. And, I personally do not really use YouTube, but I guess, I don't know, maybe we should. What do you think?
Stephen?
Well, I want to scream.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, I'd have to wear clothes. No, seriously. I mean, I can't think of anything worse, personally, than being on YouTube. But I do know what you're talking about, Ed, because lots of podcasts that I do listen to also are on YouTube, and they get more attention on YouTube than they do on the podcast channels. So, I mean, before I say how about, Alistair, you look really enthusiastic about doing video.
I'm not a massive fan of the idea of doing video regularly. So I've had people who jump onto a call, guests who jump onto a call and see that we record with video open, but we don't actually record the video, we just record the audio. So just in case anyone was wondering. But they see the video is open and they sort of go, oh, if I'd known it was video, I'd have been somewhere else or I'd have worn different clothes or whatever. And I have to say, no, it's fine, we're not recording the video. So I think if we were to move to YouTube as a format, then we need to be very explicit about that. And I think we would lose people, possibly, as guests, because I think they prefer to just be audio only. That said, I mean, Ed's point about discovery, it is an important one. So I was wondering whether or not there might be some utility in putting up every 6 weeks or something a video episode where the people who we're talking to understand that it's going to be a video episode, and we try and make it a little bit sort of special and do it that way. Because I don't know how it would all pan out with the editing, because that's video editing is going to be a lot more effort, I think. But I might be wrong.
That's a good point. We'd have to find...
Well, in theory, Riverside, the software we use, the very same software that continues to be failing here in the Chris's call.
Can I just point out it's only failing for you?
Yes, I know.
Stephen and I have a wonderful chat.
It could be because of my internet connection. It could be because I'm the one hosting the call. I don't know. But anyway, Riverside does, of course, have all these tools. But frankly, I personally agree. The only reason, I think it could also scare off some guests, as you correctly say, that some people, you know, are very self-conscious about being on video and things like that. And we already have the difficulty of some, there are people who don't want to come on the show because they're very self-conscious or whatever. And it's more work and all these kinds of things. So the only benefit is, of course, that those people who choose to consume their media via YouTube would potentially be, you know, more readily find the show. That's it.
Here's a suggestion. We could start by doing an episode or two once a month, once every 5 weeks, with the three of us, where we chew the fat about some topic. And it's just the three of us, so we're not frightened of being on YouTube. We can all make certain that we're dressed in appropriate T-shirts and Phosphor G gear or OSM gear and stuff like that, the right branding. And let's try two or three episodes like that over the next few months.
Well, the other option is we could just upload the audio and, you know, on the screen, the video portion just shows the GeoMob logo or something. And I do think YouTube penalizes this, though, in terms of how much they promote the recording, because they obviously want actual video. But I think you can do that. Anyway, fine. I'm going to take this as the action item for me to do some more research there and see if maybe that's the first step that we could do.
Okay.
We could have AI avatars.
True.
No, we couldn't.
No, we couldn't. But
What other questions do we have going forward, though? I mean, for me, one of the big successes, of course, of the last year was Alistair joining us and bringing the Earth observation dimension to the show. And I would love to have more people get involved and each one kind of covering a different topic, a thematic area that... you know, one of the great joys, of course, of geospatial is that it touches so many different fields and there's so many aspects to it. So if anyone is out there listening and would like to, you know, commit to being a co-host, you know, and bring their expertise in a certain domain and also their network, their connections of people to bring up on the show, you know, please do get in touch. I can think of several topics that would be very interesting that we had more regular coverage about. So also that reduces the workload on us. So,
yeah.
I wonder as well whether it would be interesting to have a co-host who isn't necessarily a geospatial industry person. Like the three of us all worked or work in the industry and in the sector. But I wonder whether or not there's someone who... for instance, was an ecologist or a hydrologist or, I don't know, a historian or whatever, and has found some use of GIS or geospatial more broadly, and is just really enthused by it, but wouldn't consider themselves a technical specialist in the area, but they want to talk to other people who've maybe come across QGIS or come across some Python package that they use daily to do something like archaeology or... I don't know, mapping mosses or whatever it is. I wonder if, whether that could be an angle as well, rather than, you know, have a different type of person.
You've given me a great idea, Alistair. I'm not going to say who on the podcast and then embarrass them or get rejected, but you've given me somebody
I'm all for it. I can also think of, you know, maybe someone from like the OpenStreetMap community who just is an expert on OpenStreetMap, for example.
Yeah.
So, and you know, this person, they don't, it's not that they need to be a big time commitment. Maybe they record every, you know, every 10th episode or whatever, you know, it doesn't have to be a massive amount. So, that's really my suggestion as to how we keep the podcast sustainable, because frankly, I have to say after 300 episodes, there are times it does get a bit burned out at times. I think maybe that's also because we're now recording in mid-August, so I'm in the middle of kind of the holiday season and, you know, spending the days with my kids or whatever, and it can be a real drag to come get on the microphone for a few hours. So,
but also the pressure is on you and Stephen a bit, because you've been doing it from the beginning, to always make sure there's something for the week ahead in terms of an episode. Whereas, like for me, it's the same at the moment. It's the same sort of commitment as you are suggesting another person would have, which is, okay, get some interesting people in, record some episodes. And it's very, I find it very blocky. I might go from, say, 2 months where I don't have a recording, and then suddenly I have five all in a row week after week. But that takes the pressure off of me. Whereas you don't really have the luxury of that. You have to make sure there's always something that can drop into that that space. So I can certainly see why after 300 episodes, it's tiring.
But I just want to say, sometimes, I mean, we all go through that, oh, I've got to record another episode thing. And then sometimes you just have the most wonderful surprise and you come out of it thinking, wow, that was amazing. You know, and I'm not going to call out names, but I've had podcasts where I really didn't know what I was going to talk to the person about or whether it was going to be interesting. And I've just been blown away. So, you know, I mean, those surprises make it worthwhile. But
definitely.
The one bit of feedback that we always get is that people enjoy us talking together. We don't have to keep finding new people to interview. We just have to find a topic and chat about it for half an hour because people are interested, you know, and between us, we bring three different perspectives, you know, and those are really easy episodes to do. You just got to pencil in 30, 40 minutes to record, make a few notes, and you're away. You know, you don't have to organize and find dates and all the other stuff that you have to do with guests. So remember that, you know, that people like to actually hear us. I don't know why, but they do.
Well, of course, that's always the fallback if a guest cancels at the last minute or something like that. But frankly, I always do enjoy looking back on the old, on the events and things. Doing the event summaries is always very interesting. So I enjoy those episodes quite a lot.
And so
that's the mix that makes it fun.
So we've hit 300. The next milestone, I guess, is 400. I don't know why, but we seem to count in hundreds, which is nearly 2 years away. And I will be, I don't know, I'll be getting very old.
Old enough to know better, I guess.
Old enough to know better, yeah. But let's hope that I can get through the next 100 episodes with you guys. But what do you want to do in these next 100 episodes? Have you got an ambition?
Oh, well, I have to say at this point, you know, all the people I've kind of really wanted to interview, by now we've interviewed them in 300, or they've, for whatever reason, it hasn't happened because they don't want to be interviewed or something like that. So I guess I need to start coming up with some more wacky and weird interviewees and find some people. I need to get off the beaten path a bit more, let's say, of the obvious candidates and search a bit more for some people at the fringes of geospatial, let's say.
That would be really interesting. I guess for me, so I've been looking at sort of the list of recent recordings that I've put out and also upcoming recordings. And I'm definitely on a stream of sort of looking at biodiversity and nature-related stuff and Earth observation. And initially, I was thinking like, oh, I've put myself into a rut there and I'm doing the same types of people. And then I thought, well, actually, maybe what I could do is do, say, 3 or 4 months of recording, or like the equivalent of 3 or 4 months of recording people in a certain part of Earth observation and remote sensing. And then I could do a really sort of techie deep dive with some people, or I could do more of an applications-based thing, or I could do a data quality-based thing and try and do it that way. So I'm still sort of musing with myself about where I want things to go in terms of who I'm talking to. But yeah, I'm very keen to carry on having the conversations I'm having. Because like you, Stephen, you've almost no matter what the topic, you come off a call and it's like, wow, I learned something and that's really interesting. There are ideas that I have swimming around, but I wouldn't say that I've settled on any of them yet.
I think I can claim the quirkier and more fringe interviewees that we've had over the last year or two, you know, the artists and the makers and the humanitarians and those sorts of things, which I love and which I want to do more of. And one of the sources of those, funnily enough, is Mappery, because Mappery has been... it's been going even longer than the podcast, hasn't it, Ed? I think, yeah, I think we're coming up for our 7th birthday or something. So it's quite a long time. And we get all sorts of maps in the wild sent to us. You know, I mean, the hashtag is quite active on the social media channels and the Mappery email is regularly, I won't say constantly, but regularly receiving submissions from people. And some of those people are makers and creators and things like that, which then bounce off into me saying, why don't you come on the podcast, which has been cool, you know, and hopefully that will carry on. I do have an ambition to get another big industry leader on the podcast. Whether I succeed, who knows? I mean, I'm astonished that anybody important wants to come on the podcast, but it seems that they do for some reason, which is really good. You know, I mean, we've had the CEO of OGC on the podcast few weeks ago. We had I don't know what he is, the executive director of Overture Maps on the podcast. We had the chair of the OSM Foundation. We had Jack Dangerman. You know, we've had some big industry figures, and there's room for a few more of those. So let's try and get somebody from NASA to speak to us, for example, Alistair.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, okay, that's on my list.
Yeah. Let's just get through another 100 episodes.
Let's get going. That I do have one other hard goal, though, for the coming year, and that is, Alistair, you've got to make it to a GeoMob London. Come on, we've got to link up in person at some point. I mean,
yeah,
that's true.
So yes, get it in the calendar. Our next London event is October 22nd.
22nd.
And we actually already have the January event as well. The date is set. I don't want to say the wrong date. January 28th. Great. I just looked at the website and I see we have it as January 28nd.
We have 28.
All right. Anyway. All right. So I'll fix that. But January 28th. So those are your choices, Phil. October 22nd or January 28th.
I just say, Alistair, that October 22nd, because I've missed a couple of GeoMobs and I've got that one blocked out to attend. It's also a couple of days before a mini Landmark birthday for me. So It might be a good one to attend. There might be whiskey.
Okay. Oh, well, there you go. That's me there then.
Anyway, okay. You need to make it to one of these events. And of course, I encourage all listeners. One thing I do find odd about the, or not odd, but interesting about the podcast is I sometimes get contacted by people who have never been to a GeoMob event, you know, because they maybe don't live in Europe or whatever. They live very, very distantly, and yet they listen to the podcast. So that's wonderful. So I hope all listeners can also make it to our events and meet us in person.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when we said our thank yous, did we say thank you to the thousands of people who do listen to us?
To the listeners, I'm not sure we did, but of course they deserve our heartfelt thanks as well.
We should do.
All right. Shall we wrap it up there, guys?
Yeah. Speak to you when we get to 400.
Hopefully we'll see each other before then. But thanks everyone for listening and looking forward to the next 100 episodes.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Cheers, guys.
Thanks for joining us today on the GeoMob podcast. We hope you enjoyed the discussion. You can get the show notes over on the website, which is at thegeomob.com. And while you're there, you can sign up for our monthly newsletter and find links to our accounts on Mastodon and LinkedIn so that you can stay up to date on all our upcoming events. We hope to see you at an event soon.